Good halachas, Yoredeya, Chelik Aleph, Hilchas Avoida Salilim, Halacha Beis. We're in middle of paragraph Hey. We're up to a subparagraph, the Alkein Isa Betikunim Shemamzer O Mamzeres. That's where we're up to. We dedicate the learning today. Leiloi Nishmas, Tuvia Bar Bisrael Yitzchok, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, Rosa Basi Tamar, and also for a complete refuah shleima for all those that need it, b'soich shar chayli Yisrael. We're in the middle of the topic of the three major averos for which a yid has to be willing to allow himself to be killed rather than to commit these averos. And Rav Nosson already spoke about avodah zarah, and now he's in the topic of gilui arayos, averos between men and women. And we spoke about it a little bit, and now Rav Nosson continues. V'alkein isa b'tikunim, and based on what we're learning here, it's brought in the Tikkunei Zohar, Shemamzer u'mamzeres heim pesel u'masecha. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to these illegitimate children as Avodah Zarah. Pesel and Masecha, terms that are used for Avodah Zarah, are used for illegitimate children. Children that were born through an Avera. Ki heim Avodah Zarah mamish. Because they are considered literally like idols, Shemamshich chiyus elokus kaviyochol, that just like an idol draws chiyus from Hashem, v'oikroi misharoshoy, and tears it away from its source, u'machnisoy b'toich guf v'choymer pogum u'makul kol kazeh, and is putting it into a body, matter that's damaged in a big way. Shalidezeh mizgaber hachoymer alatsura. This causes a reverse. We said our mission in this world is that the neshama should be in charge of the guf. By doing an avera, you're making the guf be the balabas, be in charge of the neshama, chas v'sham. The choymer should be on top of the tzura. Shezeh churban ho'ilam, chas v'sham kanal. This is destroying the world, chas v'sham. Here, Rav Nosson is talking about the person is drawing chiyus elokus, meaning that tipa. He's drawing that life and putting it into the wrong place, Rachmanu Litzlan. V'zeh b'chinas avodah zarah mamish. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is literally like avodah zarah. Ki zeh ikar pegam avodah zarah. Because this is really what avodah zarah is all about. And he's going to explain now. Ki ikar hatos shel kol oisan shel yo'ev de avodah zarah nimshach. Because the main mistake that all of those people thousands of years ago that used to mamish worship idols, and even today in some places in the world there still is such a thing, what was their mistake? Nimshach machmashim kruchim b'yoyser achataivas oylam azeh. Because these people are very involved in gashmias, in eating, in every all types of gashmias taivas, v'heimagbirim b'chol pam ha-choymer al-hatsura, and they are always favoring the choymer over the tsura, the matter, the less holy thing over the holier thing, ha-guf al-hanefesh. They're always favoring the body more important than the neshama, ha-gashmias al-aruchnias, ad shenis akir sichlam, to the point where their brain gets damaged, their seichel becomes damaged, and they can't think clearly, they can't think properly, and their mind gets turned over, literally the opposite of what they should, they're thinking the opposite of what they should be thinking, to the point where they fell into this kind of mistake, where they took something physical and made it into an idol. Maisiyah de'odom eitz ve'evan, things that are created by people, a piece of wood. They'll take a piece of wood that's shaped a certain way and they're going to worship this, they're going to bow down to this. Is there anything sillier than that? And you ask yourself, how could intelligent, normal people get to this? Rav Nosson says, I'll tell you exactly how. That if a person lives a life of gashmius, the more megusham a person is, the more a person follows their taivos and all of those things, the more their brain becomes weaker and weaker and weaker. So the brain that's supposed to have 100 watts now has 4 watts or 3 watts. And when the brain only has 3 watts, you can come up with pretty silly ideas, silly, stupid things, which if the person had 50 watts or more, they would laugh at them. What are you, it's crazy, totally nuts. But again, I don't understand. How is it possible? What does this wood have in it that it's possible, it's conceivable for somebody to bow down to it? V'chol ze nimshach ma shebe'emes bevadai yesh b'chol dovar chiyus elikus. What makes this possible is the fact that everything in creation has Hashem in it. It has chiyus elikus. It has a spark of life that Hashem has given that item. In science, they learn that any object is made up of molecules, and the molecules are made up of protons and neutrons and electrons, and the electrons spin around in it. But the only thing they leave out is who's spinning it, how is it spinning, and who made the proton and who made the electron. Well, that they leave out. They leave out the Hashem factor. But we know that there is a Hashem factor, that the atoms can't stick to, the molecules will not stick together unless Hashem puts them together. A table won't remain a table. Nothing in this world will continue to exist without the chiyus of Hashem in it. Ki Hashem yisborach boro oisoi hadavar, because Hashem created that thing. Umekayem oisoi beretzoinoi v'chiyusoi. And Hashem continues to allow everything in this world to exist through the will of Hashem and through chiyus. Hashem infuses life into everything in this world, into a plant, into an animal, into a rock, into a bridge, anything, anything and everything. V'anachnu am b'nei Yisrael tzrichen al yidei avoidoseinu b'toyro u'mitzvois maisiyus lahagbir u'lahorim kol hadvorim l'shoyr shchiyusam. And it's we, the Jewish people, that have the responsibility and the capability through our serving Hashem with Torah and mitzvois maisiyus to strengthen the ruchnius over the gashmius, to elevate everything in this world and to connect it to Hashem, to the source of its chiyus. L'Hashem yisborach baruch hu. V'chol echad, and every individual Jew, kifima shemekadesh umetayr atzma yoser, the more a person purifies themselves and the more a person tries to become holy, how do you do that? By going to the mikveh, by waking up earlier, by not eating before you talk to Hashem, all the different mitzvahs, every step of the way, that a person is purifying himself, making himself more kadosh, more tahor. Careful about what he eats, what he drinks, how much he eats, how much he drinks, when. And the person separates themselves from the materialism of this world, from the gashmias, where people are only thinking about eating and only thinking about physical pleasures. The more a person does this themselves, the more they strip the whole world from its gashmias, from its materialism. And he elevates everything to its source. Two people have a house. One people has a house with a refrigerator that's full of food and lights and cleaning and another person has a house that has kosher mezuzahs on it, and it has sfarim in it. The most important thing in the house is the sfarim shafa, the beautiful sfarim that are there, and the challahs that are being baked for Shabbos, and all that. One house is plugged into Hashem on a very high level, and the other house is a house. It's rocks and glass and everything. V'chein lehepach, and the opposite is also true. That the more a person lives a purely gashmias life, the less connected that person is to Hashem, and the less connected everything involved with that person, everything associated with that person, is less connected to Hashem. Kefima shekoru cha'odom chas v'shom yoyserach atar v'serom hazev avolov, the more a person allows themselves to be attached to the materialistic desires of this world, and to the foolishness and to the gashmias, kemoikein hu magbir hachoymer al hatsura. He's strengthening the physical over the spiritual. Umerachek ha'oilam umaloye me'eshem yisborach. And he's pushing the world away. He's distancing the world from its source, from Hashem, mishoyrish chiyusam, from the source where everything draws its life from. Avlaf al piken, however, despite that, even a person who's not a tzaddik, and he's not a porush, he's not a kol zman shenisha kayem be'emunosoi b'shleimus, as long as the person still believes in Hashem, they believe that Hashem created the world and Hashem is running the world and everything, but still they're involved more in gashmius, adayin hu mekusher b'Hashem yisborach. That person is still connected to Hashem. V'yafal pishen is rachek mi'Hashem yisborach, and even though the person has become distant, afal pikein lo nekar legamri chas Hashem. The person has not become disconnected completely. V'al kein, and therefore, kol echot mi Yisrael, every single Jew, kol zman sheshem Yisrael nikrolov, so long as he's still called a Jew, he's not ashamed to be called a Jew, chas v'shon, dehainu sheyesh lo yemunot v'ashem yisporach, meaning he has a certain minimum basic faith in Hashem, Adayin hu machriya es kol ha'olam l'Hashem yisporach al yidei kishroi hechozok. That person still moves the entire world towards Hashem as a result of his strong kesher shehu mekusher adayin b'Hashem yisporach, whereby he's still connected to Hashem al yidei emunosoi hachazoko b'Hashem yisporach, by the fact that he still has a strong faith in Hashem. Meaning, Shemamin, what do we mean strong faith in Hashem? Shemamin Shashem Yisborach Bora HaKoil Basora Mamores. He believes that Hashem created everything with 10 statements of creation. Shebozeh Ne'elam Kol HaTorah Kula. And as we learned earlier, in those 10 statements of creation is hidden the Aseres HaDibrois. And in the Aseres HaDibrois is hidden the entire Torah. Shehu Chiyus Kol Ha'olam Umaloyoi, which is the source of life, it's the battery of the entire world and everything in it. Shaydezeh Malin Umagbiyin Kol Ha'olam Umaloyoi L'Shem Yisborach. And that's how we elevate everything in the world and everything in it, to Hashem. Aval, however, yes, there are people Shehem Kruchim Kol Kach Achar Taiva Soilam Azeh, that they get so involved in gashmius, in the desires of this world, kavod and money and pleasure, and ad shenoflu kol kach el gashmius yasiya, to the point where they have fallen so low into the physicalness, into materialism of this physical world, ad shehofchu kol kach hakayra al piya, to the point where they turn the plate over upside down. V'gbiru kol kach hachoymer al atzura, and they strengthen the gashmius so much over the ruchnius, ad shenavoichu kol kach, to the point where they got so confused, ad she'osu lohem elilim v'avoydezora, to the point where they actually made for themselves idols, me'asiya v'choymer gashmi, from physical things, from stone, from marble, from wood, Maisiyadeyodim, things that are man-made. V'heim oikrin oisoi hadovor mishoyrish chiyusoi. And they're thereby tearing out that object from its source of life. V'oisim imenu avoydezora. And they make it into an idol. Shehi ki tsoyo bali mokoyim. There's a place in the Navi where it refers to avoydezora as excrement. It's 0, 0, 0, nothing. Psoilus, waste matter. V'achiras gashmius masiyah, the spoilage of this physical world. Kimeachas shema'isim mizeh avodah zarah, because once they take this wood or this marble or whatever it is and they make an idol out of it, the koifrin b'Hashem yisborach, and they deny the existence of Hashem, nistalek mishom kol shoyrish hachiyas digdusha shoyaboy. That causes all ruchnius that was in that item, any spirituality that was any holy chiyus that was in that, to leave. Vazai nishar hadovor bepsoilas gomor. And then that item becomes pure waste matter. Ki tsoya mamish. Literally, excrement. Kamuva b'ksovim, as the Ari HaKodesh, the Arizal speaks about this in the Pri Eitz Chaim, she'avodah zarah hu bechinas asiya. The Arizal shows that avodah zarah corresponds to the olam hu asiya and the lowest part of the olam hu asiya. Aval, however, hishtal shulus to'usam v'sichlusam, nimshach v'nishtalshel mizeh b'yatzmoy. Rav Nosal again says, but how in the world can people go so far off the mark? All of this spirals down from this itself. What is this itself? Machmash she'be'emes ne'lam b'chol dovor chiyus elokusiyus bora. Because the truth is that in every single thing in this world, every rock, every tree, everything in this world has hidden in it chiyus elokus, spiritual life. Hamechayes hakol, which infuses life into everything. And because there is Hashem in there, because Hashem is inside of this thing, that's what allows the possibility of people to get into this type of a mistake, and to take physical things and turn it into an idol. Because they want to strengthen the physicalness over the spiritual. And they disconnect everything from its source, to the point where everything is upside down by them. They're standing on their heads. You're looking at a guy, and it looks to you like he's standing right side up, but you don't know. To change the lens, you're going to see he's standing on his head. Ki be'emes onu tzrichin lahagbia kol dovor l'Hashem yisborach levad. Because the truth is, we are supposed to be elevating everything in this world only to Hashem. L'shoyrish chiyusay shebikdusha, the source of its holy life. Sheyuchlal b'sharoshay, that everything in this world should become connected and plugged into its source, al yedei ha'emuna, through our emuna, shema'aminim shashem yisporah bora koil, whereby we believe that Hashem created everything. V'zeh b'chinas hisgabrus ha'nefesh v'neshama al haguf v'chomer. When a person believes that way, then they're strengthening the nefesh and neshama over the body, the chomer. V'heim, but these idol worshippers were so gashmi, they were so much into the physical world, so much into materialism and tivus, to the point where again their brain became upside down, their thinking became upside down, where they turned things literally reverse. They took the body and made that the idol. They took the gashmius, they took the wood, the stone, and that's the G-O-D. Not the Hashem inside of it, not the ruchnians inside of it. They want to make the gashmius into. And on a certain level, every Aveira is doing this. The Zohar Kodesh says, there's a pasuk, lo yihye becho kel zor. You should not have an idol inside of you. What does that mean? The Zohar Kodesh says when a person gets angry, he loses his temper. A person falls into kas, he's worshipping an idol. Who's the idol? He's the idol. The fact that a person can scream at the top of his head, he doesn't care who's around, or throw something, or this, that means he's worshipping himself, Rahman al-Islam. Nimtza she'oikrim b'chinas chiyas elokus shehoya ba'oisei adover. So these people who turn something physical into an idol, by doing that, they're tearing out the ruchnius, the chiyas elokus that was in that thing, v'roitzen la'asos mizeh avodazara, and they want to make the physical thing into an idol. V'zeh bi'atzmoy hu b'chinas mamzer u'mamzeres. And this is exactly the concept of a mamzer or mamzeres, shehim pesel u'masecha, which the Zohar HaKadosh refers to as idols. Why? Because they're also she'oiker gamkein chiyas elokus misharoshoy. By a person misbehaving, by a person conducting themselves in a sinful way, instead of being loyal to their own wife, they go to somebody else, that kind of thing, they're disconnecting this chiyas elokus from its proper source. Alidei shenivroim venasim gufim. And when this results in a child being born, a body, shehem lehepech menakedusha mamish, which is the opposite of holiness. Shehem bechinas his gabrus hachoymer al atzura. A person is supposed to bring children into the world. The children are supposed to be a body and an neshama. And the neshama is the most important thing. The body is supposed to be subservient to the neshama. But when a person, chas v'shalom, does a major aveira, and this brings a child into the world, an illegitimate child, a mamzer, in that child, it's the exact opposite, rachmana litzlan. The neshama is under the guf, is buried under the guf, rachmana litzlan. Any questions, please?
The Rambam brings down about how all of Avodah Zarah being spotted from the moon. Is that fitting to this as well? Yeah?
Yes. What Rav Nosson Zal is saying is, in addition, he's not contradicting that. He's saying that was another issue that, again, which Rav Nosson Zal discusses in other places, that some of them are of the opinion that Hashem, they believe in a Hashem like we do in a sense, but their perception is that Hashem is too big. Are you crazy? You think Hashem would get involved in plants and, you know, the one who created? Of course not. He created messengers, the sun and the moon and the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law and the son and the mother, all of these things. And as intermediate, that we need to worship them. By worshiping them, we're that's the right way. So there's several different factors that led to Avodah Zarah. Rav Nosson Zal is giving us one of the main ones.
Thank you. Good morning, Rabbi.
Yes.
Are Goyim able to do this Avodah of revealing Hashem and not staying in the chitzuniyut of the matter? Do they have the ability to do so?
The answer is yes, on their level, by fulfilling their mitzvahs. This, by a goy living by the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach, then he's doing the maximum that he can as a non-Jew to connect everything to its source, you know, to contribute in a good way. And by not doing anything to harm any Jews, chas v'shalom, in any way, who we said are the whole purpose of creation. Now, there's a very important question I see in the chat. Most Avodah Zarah use idols as simple symbols for concepts and ideas. Perhaps Rav Nosson Zal means here, brainless in terms of moichin or sechel elokah, number one. And number two, many of those idolaters are very detached from physical taivos and the physical world in general. Perhaps gashmius needs to be redefined as well. We don't have to redefine gashmius. There's two issues here. When a Jew davens, we say, v'hoser satan milfaneinu u'me'achareinu. Please remove the satan from in front of us and from in back of us. There's two forms of ra in this world. There's a form of ra of a person who's steeped in gashmius that we're discussing here. People who go after their physical taivas. That's one form of evil. There's another form of evil of people who think they know what spirituality is and they think that they're going to be celibate, I think they call it, that they're going to be priests. They're not going to get married. Priests and monks, and they're going to be holy. And the world has found out in recent years how full of holes these holy people are, how full of baloney these people are, that they're much, much worse, that they steep much lower than most married people could ever go, rachmana litzlan. So Rav Nosson Zal is talking about one version here, the version of the people who, as a result of being steeped in gashmius, and that misled them to this. And there are the other wise guys who think they're so smart, they think they know what spirituality is. And if you say, moo, 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 $6,000, then you're very holy. You're very holy. Because you're not speaking Lashon Hara. You're not you're not cursing. You're not eating. You're mamish a holy person. Because I say, moo, 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 6,000 times. I'm being a little cute. But these are all variations. These are all sheker. These are the 36,000 flavors of sheker. There's something called emes, which is Hashem. There's something called emes, which is the Torah HaKdosha. There's something called emes, which is the tzadikim amitim. They know what the real truth is. And I was just learning this morning, 4 a.m., I had a shiur with some friends in America. We were learning chapter 66 in Likutei Moran. And that's one of the places where Rabbeinu Zal says again, the emes is one. The emes is one. Hashem is the Torah is the emes. And those, all of these other characters who come up with all kinds of alternatives, the Dalai Lama and the Lama Dali, who some people look up to as such a spiritual person, he doesn't eat for 6 months, he cannot eat for 6,000 years and still be a behemoth if he's not connected to Hashem, if he doesn't observe the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. And somebody else who eats breakfast, who will have a ham for breakfast and this for lunch and this and that, but he observes the 7 Mitzvos B'nei Noach, could be much holier, much more connected to the real Hashem, to real spirituality, than some of these turkeys who are making believe they're holy and making believe and robbing people of millions and billions of dollars, all kinds of stuff that goes on that sometimes we find out about. Hope we're not being too. I'm trying to make an important point. He's not making it sound simple, but he's speaking about a particular aspect. We always say this, remember, this is one page of Likutei Halachos. There's 4,000 pages. So in this page, he's focusing on this issue. In other places, we spoke about Nadav and Avihu, who wanted to be very holy. They didn't want to get married. And we spoke about that was another type of a mistake. Rav Nosson Zal and Rabbeinu Zal give us the whole mamish, the whole picture. We have to know that right now, this is our focus. Does it also happen in our time that excessive gashmius brings people to Avodah Zarah? 100% most definitely. That's why Rav Nosson's writing this, that as a result of the world today, which becomes more gashmi every second, Rahmana Litzlan, I joke that once upon a time, 100 years ago, a woman needed cookies in the house. They sent us the daughter go to the store and go bring cookies. The girl went to the storekeeper and said, my mother wants cookies. And he gave her cookies and she went home and they had cookies. And they lived happily ever after. Today, try to send a kid to a store and go buy cookies. There's 650 different types of cookies. In many cases, one worse than the other. This one has sugar and this one has saccharin and this one has this. And each one has every different kind of... Because the Yetzirah has realized he's given us a tsunami of gashmius. He's flooded the world with gashmius, again, in order to distract people to forget about Hashem, to forget that there's Hashem in the world, Rahman al-San, and to forget why I'm in this world, why am I eating the cookie? The whole purpose that the cookie was created was that somebody should say, Baruch Ato Hashem Abaykeinu Melech Ha'olam. Like we said that the first Kalina Rebbe said to one of his gvirim, you make a bracha so that you can eat. I eat so that I can make brachas. The head on top, the foot on bottom, or the same thing, just upside down. It's not that different. Just this one standing on his feet and the head is on top, and the other one is standing on his head and the feet are on top. But we're in an olam hasheker, so it all looks real. They're wearing suits and ties. People call them intellectuals and ascetics and all of these kind of things. And we don't know that it's sheker, 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 sheker. Again, there's a story with Rav Nosson Zal that his son, who lived in the city of Tulchin, that's the city, and his son wrote to him once that there's a person who came and they say he's a miracle worker, mamish, that whatever he says becomes fulfilled. And there's, you know, it's incredible. And you see mamish big things. So Rav Nosson Zal said, watch him, try to watch him, and let me know what you see, what's special about him. So his son watched him carefully, and he wrote back to Rav Nosson Zal, he does this, all kinds of things. Rav Nosson Zal said, no, not this. Then at one point he wrote him, he gets up for chatzos every night, he's up for chatzos. Rav Nosson Zal said, that's his secret. Because the Zohar HaKadosh writes, a whole list of things that those people that are zecha to get up for chatzos bekviyas, they have an incredible power that their word is a word. When they give a bracha, it's a bracha. Tremendous koiches. So again, here's an example. In another place, Rav Nosson wrote, you have a kid who likes to play cops and robbers. And the kids are playing, and one kid goes like this to his friend, you better listen to what I'm saying, otherwise you're going to be dead. And then suddenly you hear a pow. You hear mamash, a sound of a gun going off, and the other kid falls from fear. And the kid looks at his hand and says, whoa, I knew I was powerful. I had no idea how powerful I really was. And he doesn't see that there's somebody standing in back of him with a real gun that shot the gun without a bullet, hopefully, but just that the gunpowder went that super pow. And he thinks, wow, I never realized I'm so powerful. Rabbeinu Zal said during his time that there are sometimes people who are miracle workers, in quote, and people think that he's the one bringing about the miracle, and they don't know it's the guy who's going like this. And there's somebody behind that person who's holding a real gun and pulling the gun, and that's what affected the miracle. We need to remember we're in an Olam HaSheker, we're an Olam HaSheker, and a person has to search for the emes in this world. And it's not simple, it's a difficult search. Again, going back to what I mentioned earlier, we were learning chapter 66 in Likutei Moran earlier this morning. And there Rabbeinu Zal has a whole incredible piece about emes, where he says that a person, any person who has to come on to other people, any person who has to come on to other people, whether it's for money or for respect or anything like that, the Gemara says it's extremely difficult for that person to be honest. Because the person has to come on to other people and they're thinking, what are they thinking about me? The person has to put on an act very often. And Rabbeinu Zal there describes levels and levels, that there are some people who mamish put on a completely phony act, and there are some people, it's not phony, they mamish come to a conclusion, no, the Torah says you're supposed to daven with kavan and chiyas, so I'm doing it because the Torah is, at home he doesn't do it, because some people are in shul, because, and he's going to try to collect money from this, but that's why he's doing it, or because people look up to him and he wants to make sure that people continue to look up to him, so he's doing all kinds of theatrics or other kinds. Rabbeinu Zal goes into a whole elaborate explanation there about this issue. We've spoken about it a lot. I once mentioned in the past a chiddush that my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld Zichron Livracha said, that there's a Mishnah that says that if a person is trying to collect money and he goes around collecting and he knows people give him a shekel, a half a shekel, and then he sees somebody walking to the shul, who's walking with a cane, he's limping and limping, and he sees that guy, they're giving him 5 shekels, 6 shekels, because people have rachmanis, yidden are rachmanim. They see a person, mamish, can't walk, so he can't work as easily. The other guy, let him go to work, let him get a job. But this guy, you know, they'll give him more. So next day he shows up with a cane, a bigger cane, and you know, so the Gemara says a person who does that will not leave the world without having to limp. And a person who makes believe is blind will not leave the world without becoming blind. So Rav Rosenfeld said, what about a person who makes believe he's a tzaddik? He makes believe he's a Rosh Yeshiva, he's an Admor, in order that people should give him a light. He puts on a coat with a big fur collar, and the word is Mamisha, he's a Malach Elikim, and that doesn't accept $100 bills. It starts with $5,000, minimum, you know. So what's the Gemara saying? He's going to become a tzaddik? He's going to become an Admor? Yeah. So he said he thought about it, and he said that the person starts off fooling the people. In the beginning, he knows that he's a behemoth. He knows he still has tithes and midas. He knows he's not a tzaddik. He looks in the Gemara says what a tzaddik is, and he knows he's far from all of that. But he's doing it because he needs money. He needs to marry off kids or who knows whatever it is. In the end, his punishment is that he's going to forget. He's going to be convinced that he's a tzaddik. He's going to start thinking that he really is. It's that it's not fake. It's real. I must be an Admor. They call me Admor. They call me the Rav. All of these kind of titles. Must be I am. And that's the worst tragedy in the world. Because so long as a person knows that he's not a tzaddik, he can go looking for a tzaddik. He can look for a tzaddik to help him. The minute a person, chas v'shom, starts thinking that he's the Dalai Lama or the Bali Lama, all of this stuff, and he starts thinking that he's holy and everything, then there's no hope for such a person sometimes. Because he doesn't know that he has not found the truth yet. He doesn't know that he has to go searching for the real truth. That the real truth is Hashem, the Hashem that Klal Yisrael believe in. Any questions? It would seem that Hashem has created physical pleasure as a test to overcome. That's one reason. And a second reason, as something that when done in a kosher way to celebrate Hashem's creation and as a means to draw closer to Hashem, it's good. Exactly, exactly. Hashem created the whole world for Bechira, for the sake of human beings, for the sake of Klal Yisrael, that there must be Bechira. There must be a situation where a person has to figure out what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong. And the Yetzirah has the ability to make it literally upside down, to make what's bad look good. Coke is life. Remember what it says in the back of all of the Coca-Cola trucks. Coke is life. And the Torah says that the Torah is life. Eitz Chaim, and now I have to figure out, which is it? Should I invest in Coca-Cola or should I invest in Torah? Which one should I put my money in and put my effort into? And the whole situation that we're living in this world, where we have this situation constantly, we constantly have to make choices. Person has a day off. What do you do on a day off? Everybody knows. You sleep late, no alarm clock. I can sleep till, I don't have to go to school, I can sleep till 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. What about Kriya Shema? It's a day off. Everybody else, the halacha says he's supposed to sleep late. I mean, there is such a thing, you know, bigger breakfast than usual and bigger this. In Breslov, Baliyai and Hara, Bechazde, there are Bochrim who during Bein Azmanim, during the year, they're in yeshiva. They can't daven nates. They have to daven with the yeshiva minyan at 7 o'clock, which is also good. But when they have a day off, wow, I can go to Vesikin. I can be with the superstars. I can get up earlier. And again, it's the same two people going to sleep, getting up. One gets a $100 bill. Person gets up to go to shul at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. It's a very good thing. Person gets a $100 bill, and the other person gets a $1,000 bill. It's close.
Rabbi, is there room for another question?
Definitely. Please.
Okay, I'm going to be a little bit raw on this one. We're in Olam HaShekhev, and the game is to find the Emet and the Torah. We're 8 billion people. What is the representation of the people who really found the Emet? So the question is, could it be that there's a flaw in the program?
The answer is no flaw at all. The Torah tells us that the ratio of good to bad, light to darkness, is like what you said. That me'at min ha'or, do'char b'choshe. You see it in the physical world. You have a room that's 1,000 cubic feet or 10,000 cubic feet. You light a candle. The candle, the wick, it's 1 inch. And that 1 inch can illuminate hundreds and hundreds of times more darkness. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. Toiv me'at latzadik mehamoin rishoim rabim. Not a few tzadikim, a little bit by the tzadik is better than a multitude of rishoim. Thousands of these guys and a little bit over here, the little bit over here is more significant and better. Here again, you have guys who are delivering merchandise, moving trucks, gigantic trailers of food being delivered, right? Then you have a guy carrying a little bag, a little black bag, and the stuff in the trailer is worth $300,000. The little bag is $12 million or more. It's got diamonds in it. We see in the physical world that sometimes something could be much smaller and worth millions of times more. In Ruchnius, Allah has kama v'kama. Exactly what you said. The Gemara says, Hashem created 70 nations. And what he loves about the Jewish people is how small we are. The pasuk says, "Loi meirubchem choshek Hashem bochem." It's not because you're so many or you're so big that Hashem craves you, that Hashem loves you. Ki atem hameat mikol ha'amim. But rather because you're the smallest of all the nations. That's what makes you so special. And smallest means in quantity, you know, in humility.
Thank you very much.
Good.
The end goal is that the whole world should recognize Hashem. So is that something we're going to accomplish, or is that something that in the end Hashem is going to amplify this light that we're creating?
The answer is both. Hashem is going to do it for sure. We're adding our little piece. Hashem doesn't want to do it without us. Hashem wants us to be partners in creation. Rav Nosson mentioned it many times, the Sifrei Kabbalah write, the reason we're in Golus for such a long time, Hashem could do it. He just goes like that, and the Golus is over, everything game over. But then we wouldn't be part of it. He's waiting and giving, allowing us the privilege of participating. And in the process, there's casualty. You'd say, what do you mean? A Holocaust, we have to go through. Yes. It's worth it to go through a Holocaust and a Spanish Inquisition and the spiritual Holocaust that we're seeing today, all of this. It's worth it. We're going to see in the end. We're going to see in the end that Hashem knew exactly what that it couldn't be any other. This was the only way and the best way for it all to be. Paragraph Vav, V'alkein, and therefore, Avodah Zorah shel Yisrael, an idol that's made by a Jew. B'tchila, koidim shenas Avodah Zorah, tzricho uvdes yoyser, achatia nasis Avodah Zorah v'tiyoser. When it's starting out, it takes more effort, more work in order for it to become an idol and be forbidden. Ki eino asura ad sheteyoved. We learned in the beginning of this halacha that an idol that's made by a Jew does not become asur, does not become a treif item until the Jew actually worships it. Why? Ki Yisroel b'shoroshon heim rechoikim legamri mipigam avodah zorah chasashon. Because the Jewish people, based on where we are connected to Hashem, we are the furthest thing in the world from Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah is not shaykh to us at all. Ki Yisrael hem bechinas nefesh. We are the soul of the world. Bechinas ruchnias. We are spirituality. Vehem rechoikim b'sharoshem migashmias lagamri. A Jew, based on where he comes from, the whole olam agashmi is a joke. It's the furthest thing in the world from him. Vehem lemala mikol ha'olamos kulam. A Jewish soul is above all of the worlds, above the malachim, above the kisiyaka, above everything. Vehem klulim u'meyuchodim bo yisporach levad. We are part of and designate completely only to Hashem. Ki Yisrael ola b'machshava tchila. The Medrash says that Hashem's first thought, when Hashem was thinking of creating, his first thought was Klal Yisrael, that would be the purpose of the whole Bria, everything in it. Ki ikra chisa savida zoro hurak begashmi esu asiya. Because the real place where avida zoro is able to attach itself to is only in materialism of asiya, the lowest places. Sheshom ikra chisas hapsoiles vatinuf. That's where you have waste matter, you have filth, shehu avida zoro, which is avida zoro. Because avodah zarah idols are made of physical things. Eitz vo'even, masa yidei adam, as it says in the Torah. Wood, stone, things that are man-made. V'alkein ikar achizas avodah zarah hurak b'ho'akum. And therefore the main place where avodah zarah has a connection is only by the non-Jews. Asher achizosam degashmi soilam. Their connection is to the physical world, to materialism. Kihem nikroim Esav. They originate, all the non-Jews originate from Esav, shehu loshem asiya, gashmias. The word Esav, the Meforshim tell us, comes from loshem asiya, physically made. Ki mishom achizosav, because that's their connection. Kihem bechinas guf v'choymer, keneged Yisrael, shem bechinas nesham v'etzura. All the other nations of the world are body, their physical matter, compared to the Jews who are neshama. You have a car. You look at a car, it's huge, gigantic, you know, with all the different parts in it and the leather seats and this kind of leather and that kind of leather, everything. And there's that battery inside, that battery. And if somebody sneaks in under the car and pulls out the battery and you can have the whole thing, it looks exactly like a Mercedes-Benz. It looks exactly like a Rolls-Royce, and it runs like nothing. It can't move an inch, can't go forward, can't go back, nothing. Why? Because the battery isn't in there. That's Klal Yisrael and the whole rest of the world. V'alkein ne'emar bo'avodah zarah, and that's why the Torah says about avodah zarah, asher cholak lohem, which was designated for them. Ki hu avodah zarah nimsheches michelkom v'sharoshom. Because avodah zarah is drawn to and connected to their portion, their roots. Ki chelkom v'sharoshom hu gashmi esu asiya. Their portion, their roots, are in the physicality of this physical world, materialistic world. Shemishom achizas avodah zarah. That's where the avodah zarah is connected. Ubozeh efsher lehovin. And with this, we can understand Mashon Rabbeinu Zal al posuk asher cholak lehem. What the Gemara says on that pasuk, shehukshu lahem, the rabbi said the Gemara had a question, v'chi cholak lahem Hashem yisborach oisam sheyavdu oisam? Did Hashem designate these things, the sun, the moon, the rocks, that the goyim should worship them? V'haloi gam heim buzharm shaloi lavadu edazorah. The goyim are also commanded not to worship idols. That's one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. V'al kein perish rabbi senuzal, and therefore the Gemara says in Megillah, asher cholak lahem, Lohoir lohem. Hashem has designated these things, the sun and moon, to shine on them. This is what the Gemara says. Rav Nosson Zalei asks, V'lechoire kosher lohovin pirushim, but it's hard to understand, what does the Gemara mean here? Hashem created the sun and the moon to shine, asher cholak lohem, for the goyim, to shine on the goyim. V'chi lohem levadam lintnu lohoir? The sun and the moon were designated only to shine on the goyim? Haloi gamonu tzrichna shemesh v'yoreach. We also need the sun and the moon, lohoyer lanu, to provide light for us. The other rabbi, and just the opposite, kol hoylam amaloyer lanivra elabishvileinu. You told me before that the whole world was created just for us. So what's the Gemara saying here? Ach be'emes, however the real truth is, machmashe ikra achizas ho'akum hurak migashmi esoylam. because of the fact that the main connection of all the non-Jews is from the physicality of the world, asher mishom achizas avodah zarah, and that's where the avodah zarah is connected, al kein nikra, so no matter how spiritual it looks, no matter how you get these artists or these architects that could design the most gorgeous, awesome-looking idols or pyramids or all these kind of things, and you say, wow, there's tremendous chachma here, but this is chachmas chitzonius, this is gashmias chachma, this is make-believe chachma, this isn't the real chachma. The real chachma is the chachma of the Torah Kedosha. Al kein nikro avodah zarah chelkom. That's why the idols are referred to as their portion. Ki mishom chelkom v'sharoshom. Because that's where their portion is and their roots. Mibchinas gashmius, from physicalness, materialism. Asher mishom achizas avodah zarah. V'zeh asher cholak lohem lohoyer lohem. And this is why the pasuk says Hashem has designated the sun and the moon for them to shine to them. Because the physical light of the sun and the moon and the stars and everything, that was not given to us at all, to us Jews. That was designated for them. Because our portion is Hashem himself. As it says clearly in a pasuk, ki chelek Hashem amoi, that for Hashem's nation, for Klal Yisrael, Hashem is our chelek. And as it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem menos chelki v'choisi, Hashem is my portion, Hashem is my cup. Chelki Hashem omra nafshi, my soul says that I am part of, I am chelek Hashem. Vafilu bechol hadvorim gashmiim, and therefore, even in all physical things in this world, materialistic things, anu tzrichim lizdabek b'Hashem yizborach, we need to attach ourselves to Hashem, lehalois mekor chiyusam l'Hashem yizborach levad, to elevate the battery in that thing, the source of life in that thing, only to Hashem. Ki ein lanu chelek b'gashmi shel shum davar. We are not interested in, and we have no portion in the physicalness of anything in this world. A person gets a new suit. It's beautiful. I like the threads. I like that. That's all baloney. I like the fact that I'm going to wear this suit for Shabbos, and I'm going to make a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Malbish Arumim. I'm going to remember that the thread, who created this thread? Who gave this thread its beauty? What made this suit so nice that it keeps me warm and it looks so nice and it's cut? The fact that I'm wearing it for Shabbos Kodesh and the fact that I made a bracha on, I got to say Hashem's name on this. Ki ein lanu chelek b'gashmi shel shum davar, ki im baruch miyusei v'chiyusei levad. We, our portion is not the gashmius of anything, it's the ruchnius of the thing. And that's why we are totally, totally removed and distant from Avodah Zarah. Shehi nechezes begashmias upsoiles wasilvad. Avodah Zarah is attached only to the gashmias and to the waste matter of this world. V'alkei nemar b'Yisrael, and that's why it's, the pasuk says about the Jewish people, Elokim lo yedoum v'lo yicharak lehem. These idols, the word Elokim there refers to these idols which the others they're worshipping. We don't know those idols at all. And we have no portion, we have no share in them whatsoever. Ki bevatai ein lanu shum chelek klal b'avodah zarah. Because of course we have no portion whatsoever in this avodah zarah. Shehi ne'echezes begashmias hachomer levad, which is connected only to the physical, to the materialistic. Ki Yisroel hem bechinas nefesh, because the Jewish people are soul. Bechinas ruchnis levad, we are really pure spirituality. Avol akum, whereas these other nations, shachizosam begashmias olam, where their connection is to the physical aspects of the world, that's why Avodah Zarah has a place by them. It has a portion by them. V'zehu asher cholak lohem lohoyer lohem. That's why even when it comes to the sun and the moon, the pasuk says Hashem has designated for them to shine upon them physically. They get to take a suntan. Ki gashmias ha'ora hu mechelkam levad. Because the physicalness, the gashmias of the light, that's only for them. And again, that's where the Avodah Zarah comes in, which is also purely physical, no spirituality in it at all. Remember the story with Avram Avinu, that his father Terach had a department store. They didn't sell candy, chocolate, clothing, just idols. Big ones, little idols, all kinds of Avodah Zarahs. Avram Avinu realized that all of this is baloney, this is nonsense. So one day when his father was taking a suntan, he went in there with a hammer and smashed all the idols except the big one, the biggest one. And he put the hammer in his hand over there. And his father comes into the store and he sees all the smashed idols. And he said, "Who did this?" Avram said, "What do you, who did this? Don't you see? Big boy over there, he's the one, you see? He's the one who did this." His father said, "What are you, crazy? He can't do it. You're crazy. Why are you worshiping these things if they can't even do nothing? You're nuts. I'm not crazy." And that's when he turned him into Nimrod. We're going to throw Avram Avinu fire. And the fire couldn't touch him. Couldn't touch him. Because fire, physical fire, and he's spiritual. Can turn on 600 fires. It's not going to do anything to him. V'nimtza meyushov shapir ha-posik al-pipshutoi. Based on Rav Nosson Zal's explanation, now we understand that posik very simple, very clear. Shenire shekoy al-avodah zarah bi'atzmoi. A person reading that posik first, the sun and the moon, asher cholak lohem, could think that the pasuk is talking about the idols, that the idols specifically. V'divrei rabbeinu shamar asher cholak lohem lohoyer lohem, whereas the words of the Gemara are talking about asher cholak lohem lohoyer lohem, to shine for them. Ki hakol le'echad. Rav Nosson Zal says, because it's all really one. Ki ze toli baze. This is dependent on this. Those who are purely physical, for them, they receive the physical light of the sun. The sun shines on them physically, and again, they can connect to Avodah Zarah, which is also purely physical. Whereas we, Lahavdil, the Jews, when we're receiving from the sun, we make a bracha on the sun. Every 28 years, or the Kiddush Levana, we make a bracha to show we know that the sun is a shliach of Hashem. The sun doesn't have any power on its own. It's Hashem shining through this thing. And therefore, we have no connection at all to the Avodah Zarah. We're receiving from the Ruchnis, from the spirituality. Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter on the Kutman where he writes that when Tzaddikim are eating, they're eating letters. They see Hashem created everything with speech, with Dibur. And Tzaddikim, when they're eating, they're not connecting so much to the physical food, to the salmon, the baked salmon, or the cooked salmon, or the broiled salmon. They're connecting to the Oisiyos, to the Ruchnis that's in that food. Any questions?
But Nosson, please clarify the distinction between Avodah Zarah that's created by a Jew only becomes Osir once it's served, but by Goy, once it's created, it's Osir. What's the spiritual underpinning for that?
We didn't get to that. Rav Nosson Zal is leading up to that. He's leading up to that. He started with that question, why is it that by a Jew, even if he creates an idol, it's not considered an idol until he actually worships it. If he changes his mind, or if somebody takes that wood and uses it for something else, it's okay. Whereas by a Goy, the moment he creates it and considers it an idol, even before it's been actually worshipped, it's Osir, etc. Rav Nosson Zal is leading up to that, and he's going to address that. We haven't answered it yet.
Thank you, Rav.
Sure. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos. Should be zeichet to all the brachas and yeshuas and refuas of Shabbos Kodesh.
Oh, no.